This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Megan Lynch. You're back with Total Information AM on KMOX. You may be looking for some holiday deals, but there are also deals to be had for your internet service. It's time to talk with our KMOX business analyst, Jerome Katz, St. Louis University Chaffetz School of Business professor. Jerry, thanks for joining us. What's happening in the world of broadband that you're watching right now?
Well, the president of Comcast was in front of a industry conference yesterday, and he had said, we're going to be $100,000 customers short this quarter, which is the second time this year that's happened. He said that it's because of the fearsome competition that's going on in broadband. And he's right. The research says that most families now have multiple ways to get broadband in their house, whether it's a direct internet link, a cable box, or think about your phone, because that has internet too, and you can use it as a hotspot. So there are so many ways for any family to get internet that they are constantly looking for what is the best deal and the fastest rate. Now, to be fair, our internet speeds have been going up, and no one's charging us more for that, the kind of download speeds that was a premium service 3 years ago is now routine for all of us. So with that kind of competition, that improvement in quality, and this price competition, the big broadband players are having a tough time. And in fact, Comcast took a particular hit. They had more than 80,000 users out of that government program, the Affordable Connectivity Program that started during the pandemic, but that program sunsetted a couple months ago, and that's part of what was taking it out for them. The moral of this tale is there are great deals out there. They're going to continue to be because this pressure is not letting up anytime soon.
Jerry, we talk a lot about demand for housing in this area. What are you watching in the apartment market in the region right now?
Well, interestingly enough, St. Louis is a national leader in this. What's happening is that malls all over the country are being closed down, and a lot of them are, when the most popular repurposing of malls is to create apartments and communities of homes. And both of those are happening here in St. Louis. There, 2 years ago, a comprehensive list was done. There were 192 malls that were being closed and repurposed for residential housing. As of now, 33 of those projects have been done, and there are still another 20 that are in process at this moment. Two of those are here in St. Louis. Think about Chesterfield Mall. We all saw the demolition on TV. You guys covered it. And they're talking about Chesterfield downtown, the replacement, which is going to have as many as 2,700 apartment units. That'd be one of the largest efforts in the entire country. The first phase will be 1,000 apartments, and they hope to have them open in the 28-29 year. Then think about Crestwood, which is now, we're talking about Crestwood Crossing, and that's going to be a downsized, right-sized shopping mall, but also it's going to have 81 single-family homes in that area. So St. Louis is actually on the leading edge of this national effort to create more apartments and more homes at shopping centers. So it'll keep going. We've got more white elephants to repurpose, so we'll probably be leading on this for the next decade.
KMOX business analyst Jerome Katz, thanks so much.
Have a great week.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.